my fucking God, I can't. I can't stop thinking about it. I can't get it out of my head. I can't get you out of my head. I can't stop thinking about you. I can't stop staring at you. I can't stop touching myself. I can't help it. I cannot help it. And I know I have a boyfriend. I know I have a boyfriend, and it's like, I love him. You know, I do, like, as a person. But, like, over time, like, I don't know. Like, don't get me wrong. I still think he's, like, I don't think he's ugly. Like, he's still attractive. But I just don't see him the same way anymore. Because I can't think about anybody else but you. And I know that's so bad. But I literally, like, I know this is going to come off as creepy, and I really just don't want to come off as creepy. You know? I don't want to come off like, look, I don't need you. I don't need you, but I do need you at the same time. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd be totally fine living the rest of my life, never meeting up with you again. Like, okay. If you're not into me, then I don't want anything to do with you, even though you're fucking hot as fuck. You know, I could still, like, easily, like, just stare at you and masturbate to you and to your pictures, which, by the way, I still do. But I could easily just live in my fantasies for the rest of my life and be fine. Like, I wouldn't stop fantasizing, for sure. Like, I wouldn't stop fantasizing, but I wouldn't want that in real life. I wouldn't want to be with you in real life if you weren't reciprocating, you know? Like, if it wasn't mutual, then it wouldn't be a good time. Like if you were just asking me because you were horny and you thought, well, you weren't thinking, your dick was thinking, and you thought that, like, you could have a chance with me, like, you thought that I would say yes, which is, like, maybe why you asked. If I was just, like, an option, but not, like, a top choice, I don't want that shit, you know? I don't want that shit. I want you to just want me specifically. I want you to not just want sex, to not just be horny, but to be horny for me, and to desire me, and to want to fuck me. Emphasis on me. And I feel it so strongly. I feel it towards you, for sure. But I get the feeling that it is mutual. I do. And I think maybe you're just afraid. I think maybe you're just afraid because we mirror each other in so many ways. We really do. And it's this, like, negative feedback loop that's, like, endless, where, like, you'll give me mixed signals, so I give you mixed signals, and it's, like, it just goes on and on forever. And maybe you're just, we're just so similar, and, you know, you're just, like, overthinking, like, you're in your head, just like me, as always, like, second-guessing yourself, like, maybe thinking, like, you know, maybe she's just not into me. Or if that's the case, I want to tell you right now that you need to fucking stop, because I think I'm making it pretty fucking obvious. I think I'm making it pretty obvious that I want you. I mean, I did outright tell you I was interested, so there's that. And I know that you've noticed that lately I've just been, like, extra. I've been extra lately, okay? Like, I've been trying to be sexy, and I don't know if it works, because I know I'm cute, but I don't think people find me sexy. Like, maybe sometimes, but, like, so many times I'll post pictures on Reddit or whatever, and people just tell me, "Oh, you're so cute," or like, or I'll send someone a picture and they just say I'm cute, because my face, I have a pretty face, like I know that for sure, but like I feel like my face just makes me look cute, you know, and my body's just not like amazing enough for me to be sexy. So like I'm probably not sexy, but I'm trying to be, and I think it's pretty obvious. Don't you? Like, I think it's pretty obvious that I'm trying to be sexy. And maybe you think that I'm trying to be sexy for somebody else. I'm trying to be sexy for everybody. That's true. I'm trying to be sexy for myself as well. But I'm not going to pretend like the main motivating factor here is you. Like, I'm not going to pretend like that's not the case, you know? Because it is. I'm trying to get your attention. And I think that I am. Like, I know, like, the more that I post, the more that you're gonna see me. And so the more naturally I'm gonna be in your head. Does this sound creepy? Because I think it does. I'm literally trying to get you to think about me as much as possible. I don't want a single day to go by. I don't want a single day to go by without you thinking about me at least once that day. Just like, I just want to occupy your brain, okay? Like, maybe we can never be together. Maybe this can never happen. I think it could. I really do. But at the very least, I want to occupy your mind. I want to be in your head. I want you to be thinking about me. I want you to be fantasizing about me. And this is going to sound crazy as hell. I sound crazy. I sound crazy, period. And I know I am a little bit. But it's okay. Like, you know, girls, like, think these things all the time, by the way. It's not just me. Like, girls think very similarly to what I'm admitting here. It's just, like, they don't admit it, or they don't, like, talk about it. So here I am just telling you what's literally on my mind, what's on a lot of girls' minds for sure, but they just don't say it. So I sound crazy, but I'm speaking for those of us who maybe don't want to speak. I don't know. I've literally been going on now for like 8 minutes just talking about how fucking hot you are and how much I want you and how crazy I am. Back to the point. The point was, I just want to occupy space in your head at the very least. I mean, I certainly want to touch you in person. I want to see you in person. I want to talk to you. I want to, like, feel your presence. I crave your presence. I need your presence. But at the very least, we can occupy each other's minds, you know? And we can dream about each other. And I've had so many dreams about you, and they're so vivid. Like, it, again, here I am being the crazy girl, right? Who says what a lot of other girls are thinking. But anyways, I've had these vivid dreams, and it's like, I almost feel like we're, like, it's mutual. Like when I'm dreaming about you, you're dreaming about me, and we're actually, like, in the astral realm together, like, having sex. I don't know. I know that sounds crazy, but I feel like we have met up, you know? It feels like we have. We have this, like, this bond. So, the thing happened, you know, the thing happened, right? And I told you, and it happened, and I was really, really bummed out. Honestly, I was, because I thought that just meant the end for you, and like that ship has sailed, and like I thought that was it. And I thought that you were probably gonna lose interest in me, and I thought that, you know, because we're not like super friendly with each other, and we don't talk like a whole lot, And you probably think we don't have a lot in common, and we do and we don't, by the way. But so I thought, based on all of that, because we didn't have a strong like basis, like we didn't have a strong foundation to start with, that something like that would just, like, that would be it, you know, like that would be the end. It would be done. And I noticed you pulling away a little bit. I did. I noticed you, like, I think you had notifications on for my stories for a while because you were the first person, and like you would look at them real fast, no matter what time of day or night. Like, I think you had notifications on for me. And then I'm pretty sure you turned them off because sometimes you wouldn't even view my stories, and sometimes you would, but it'd be like way, way, way later, you know, like, or you'd view like one of them, but not the rest, or you'd get to it later, you know, like as if it's just like, oh, it's just another story. I'm just scrolling through the stories, Nina. I'm not actually caring about you. And that happened. That happened for a little bit, like maybe a few weeks. And then I noticed it again. Like, I noticed you kind of getting interest again a little bit. I noticed, and a lot of people say that the shit is just irrelevant and it doesn't mean anything. You know, it's a very common thing for girls to like overanalyze and to think like, oh, if he's viewing my story, then that means he's obsessed with me. And like, that's not necessarily true. And that's not necessarily true. But like, when, like, I'm very observant, okay, and I notice patterns and I could pick up on that. And then I started noticing that you were like actually more quick to view my stories. I think you still don't have notifications on for them, but yet you don't hesitate to like watch anymore like you probably did before. And so it does mean something. Like, I think it does. Because then after that happened, then you started showing a little bit more interest. You still will not like a single post of mine. You will not like a single photo of mine. You will not respond to anything. Like, you're very much not communicative and not like complimentary whatsoever, but you're still showing interest, dude. Like, if you didn't care about me, if I didn't matter, I know I pop up on your shit a lot because I post a lot, right? So I pop up on your shit a lot, and you view every single story that I post now. So I'm probably pretty high up there on your thing. Like, I can't see your side of things, right? I know you're following more people. I know there's a bunch of other bitches that, whatever. But I'm pretty sure I'm pretty up there. Maybe not the top spot, but I'm up there. So I know you can see my shit. So when you see my shit, and when it's objectively hot, okay, like, it's objectively hot sometimes. Let's be honest here. But yet you're not liking it. What does that mean? You're purposefully holding yourself back from doing that. So that does mean something. Like, especially, like, someone could say, like, oh, well, maybe he just doesn't like people. You know, there's some people that just don't like posts. It doesn't mean they don't like them, but they just don't heart that, you know, like, they don't give them a like, if that makes sense. That's not the case for you, dude, because I see. I told you I'm a stalker just a little bit, because there's something about you that's just so, like, magnetic, okay? But I see, and I see that you do like other girls' shit, okay? You do, so you're capable of liking stuff, you do like stuff, but you won't like my shit. And you know my boyfriend's not on Instagram, he can't see that stuff. You know that I let other guys like my stuff and like comment that I'm beautiful and all this and that and whatever. So, like, I don't have a problem with it. So you don't have to be discreet about it. You know what I mean? But yet you're still holding yourself back. So what does that fucking mean, Matt? Tell me. What does that mean? it means that you just don't want to like me, or you like me so much that, like, I don't know. There's something to this, though, I'm telling you. I know I sound a little crazy. I know I am a little crazy, but there's definitely something to this. And let's get to the good part. Then you finally did, because I've been, like, totally trying to get your attention, totally, like, you know, being extra, okay? And you have to know, like, you have to know that I'm trying to get your attention. I know you know. And I've been throwing hints about stuff. And then you finally messaged me and you asked me about my erotic audios and if you could, you know, where you could listen. And I sent you the one, and then you told me, you worded it so weird. You were trying to word it in such a way that, like, I wouldn't feel like it was personal, like, towards me. But basically you told me it made you come, okay? And let's be honest, you were listening to my voice. You were listening to my moans, okay? And you came to it. So you came to me indirectly, right? Like, you probably were thinking about me during it. I don't think, maybe that would be really weird if you were thinking about somebody else while you were listening to my voice. So I know you're going to ask for more. It's just a matter of time. You're going to ask for more. And look, we can figure things out. I know it's complicated, the situation. I know there's, like, hurdles, okay? I've overcome a couple of them. We can talk about that. I don't know if you're ever going to hear this, but I have to let this shit out. I've overcome some shit. You need to communicate with me. I'm not going to come to you, okay? Like, I don't chase, okay? I don't chase. I attract what's already mine. And you know you're already mine, so just message me, okay? Reach out. We can talk about it. I'll tell you everything, okay? I'll tell you it all. I'll explain what's going on and how certain things have resolved. And there are definitely ways that we can get around the hurdles. If you just desire sex, if you just desire, you know, hooking up casually and doesn't really matter who it's with, then you're not going to go through the trouble to get with me, right? But if you specifically desire me and you're thinking about me and you want me in particular and you want it bad enough, then dude, we can make it happen. It could definitely happen. It would be worth it. That's all I have to say. Okay, bye.